Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting seventh. The DH, Norberto Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Alex Fernandez. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The center fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth. The first baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting 8th. The left fielder, David Hulse. Batting 9th. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Nilsson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vina hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hamilton hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Surhoff for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carcoviche strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Listach strikes out. One out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Matheny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vina is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines takes first base on 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Raines moves to third. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carl fires to first and has Johnson trapped. There's the throw to Listach, who tags Johnson for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raines scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carl fires to first and picks off Durham. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux takes first base on 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Devereaux moves to second. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham catches it and throws to first to double up Hamilton. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nilsson moves to second. B.J. Serhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Serhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Serhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nilsson scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Vaughn trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Serhoff moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Raines moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raines moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hulse is 0 for 1 in the game. Hulse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Matheny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Matheny hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hulse moves to second. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vina bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Hulse moves to third. Matheny moves to second. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Hulse scores. Matheny scores. It's White Sox, 3, Brewers, 3. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamilton moves to third. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Wegman now pitching. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wegman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Raines moves to second. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Fortuno now pitching. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hulse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Matheny is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Matheny hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vina is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Devereaux, who is chasing the ball. Vina reaches third base with a triple. Matheny goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hamilton hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Vina scores. It's 5-3, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Zerillo now playing third base. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. One out. Warren Nuzon pinch hits for Norberto Martin. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nuzon strikes out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carcoviche is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carcoviche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Brewers. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Matt Mieske pinch runs for Dave Nilsson. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Rob Dibble now pitching. Pat Listach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Listach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Listach takes first base on ball 4. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hulse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hulse strikes out. There goes Surhoff. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Listach. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Matheny is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Matheny strikes out. Two outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Vina is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Vina takes first base on ball 4. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hamilton is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff scores. Listach moves to third. Vina moves to second. It's 8-4, Brewers. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Zerillo takes first base on ball 4. Listach scores. Vina moves to third. Hamilton moves to second. It's 9-4, Brewers. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Mieske now playing right field. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hulse. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 9-5, Brewers. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.